The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
You get $30 million if you go 0-12.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Iowa State's getting
the money's not
million.
Changing from and, that. I mean, that there is some monies that do change by winning. But on top of that, in each of the cases that we know of, had they immediately right then said, this guy will never play at Baylor, he's done, they would not have won or lost more or less games. It didn't have anything to do with winning or losing. It was just dumb. Kevin Durant's got a long way to go before he's considered a top 15 player of all time.
Well, and I think that's the thing. He's going to have to produce at a high level for another 6 years to be in that conversation. And that's why these comments, to me, I don't like these, because it kind of gets back to something we were talking about yesterday with Danny Mata. It comes down to, what have you done?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, put your comments on visitor posts. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at Jerome Solomon, at whatever the hell it is Tyler is today. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And been a fun couple of hours. If you missed any of the things that you heard there or any of the other conversations, all available on podcastarena.com, full show podcast. And got some blitzers trickling in now. So obviously we're going to hang around here at Live Sports Bar after the show. I'm going to be heading upstairs to watch some Astros. And you're welcome to join us. This is a very cool place. Has an outdoor, one of the few places that has an outdoor roof bar in addition to the downstairs bar. Terrific food. And we're going to be out here for the next couple months doing shows, which I hope that's something that's going to continue for a long time, because I love this place and I come here a lot. And, mentioned earlier, Ray Ray's in the house, so the party can officially start. My Lee, who's a longtime blitzer, in the house with his wife, Shelly. So,
Lee, is that the one that dressed like a like he used to be a backup special teamer for the Miami Dolphins?
Something like that, yeah. I think so.
I was going to say guard, but he's not big enough to be a guard. He's more like a backup safety.
It kind of looks like the outfit I see our buddy McClain wearing at Texans practices during the summer.
Yeah, but it's very similar. It's nice. It's colorful. McClain still wears black. That's
He does. But
that's like some sherbet he's wearing.
It is. That's like two flavors of sherbet. Well played, sir. And apparently, so I went out there and checked it out. This guy, they pulled him out of his. Oh, they got the tequila here. That sells the tequilas here now. Now we're talking.
Those two ladies walked by, and you didn't say a word. Then when they walked by with shots, now they pop out at you?
Well, now it's because they're dressed in their little tequila outfits.
They were.
See, they came here. They were dressed normal. See, it's not like I didn't notice. Come on. Jeez. All right. Haitian Diva says she agrees with both of us. You don't need to have daughters to feel that way. It's called having morals and having a sense of what's right and wrong. But I wanted to get back to this. Andrew says he's glad he left and missed the car fiasco. And I was just hoping that wasn't Andrew who was leaving here to head out to Richmond to go home. But he came out here and he works downtown.
Yeah, that train's been sitting there for a while, for a couple segments now.
And I had to text the wife and tell her, and she was not happy because she was sitting there going, where are the trains? And I was like, there was a drunk guy in a truck, and then they pulled him out, and now the EMS has him out there, and they're still questioning him, and the trains aren't going anywhere. You guys can bring some of those to us. That's quite all right. We are willing to test those for
you. We're
on the air. Of course we are, but you know what? How do we not? Here we go. Thank you. See, even Fletcher likes that.
I refuse. I'm not even going to take one of these. Okay. Thanks for the offer, though. I appreciate
it. Thank you, ladies.
I'm a professional.
Are you? Of course you are. But that's not going to stop us from enjoying what we're doing, right? theoretically.
Never would.
Anyway, so to Lamont's question, which I think I might surprise you a little bit with my answer, but I want to get yours first. You know, how did you view radio media coming from the print side?
Well, a long, long time ago, radio media, they weren't much different from us. I mean, they were real and true journalists.
Like David Dilatti, I think as an old school kind of.
They were people who did reporting. I mean, and Barry Warner.
Warner, yeah.
He was a reporter. He was out there. He talked. He did interviews. He had sources. He broke stories. Legitimate journalist. But by the time I really got into print and really started, you know, writing for the newspaper, radio guys were just guys on the radio talking. They didn't know anything. They didn't have any special insight. They didn't have, they weren't all that bright or intelligent. Some of them were entertaining, and some are better than others, obviously. But, you know, no respect for them as journalists at all. So I measured them and weighed them on strictly on if they entertained me or not, because I know I wasn't going to get any valuable information about covering a team. And if they worked for a station that had a team as, you know, the sponsor, or they were the team station, I knew I was going to get even less. So I never went to them for information, just entertainment. But I said all that to say, I guess, one word to describe them: lightweights.
Okay. I had kind of a different view of it. And you know how seriously I took real journalism when I was doing it. And
but you're so much older than I am, too, so you got to put that in the context.
I'm not older than you. You know that. You look considerably younger than me, but I am not older than you. And that's what's important, right? It's who's better looking. I mean, we get it. Okay.
Yeah. Better to look good than the
You know what? I admit it. Black men age better than half white, half Arabic men, okay? It's just, what are you going to do? But, no, I was always sort of intrigued by the medium because from what I used to listen to, and I was a big fan of Granato and Zerline, and I got to be friends with those guys, and actually, if you recall, one of the first blogs that I added was Lance's blog, because I thought that there were some things we could do in newspapers that were similar to what radio was doing, and I thought it would increase readership at the time, before, you know, we decided we were going to put everything into the internet and get rid of our print product, essentially, but or at least force it into where it is now. Mm-hmm. But I saw some things in it that truly intrigued me from a because we were doing a lot of things that were we were doing videos, and we were about to start podcasts at the time. I was trying to get equipment to do that, and I thought we always talked about you have to be more than a journalist now. You have to be a multimedia personality, and I think that's kind of what I saw what radio could be. And there were a few guys who were doing that, and I think Lance and John
and
were two of them.
And that's the thing, though. But like a guy like Lance Zerline back in the day that you're talking about, the young guys in radio now, they're not doing what Lance was doing. They didn't come in like him. They didn't come in. They're just talking.
Well,
they're given a platform, and they're just talking.
In a lot of cases, I think that's true. And to me, that's what's missing from a lot of shows is, you know, the thing about Lance that was always good is you knew that when he started talking about offensive line play, he knew what the hell he was talking about, and he could give you some insight into things that you wouldn't necessarily know. And I think there are guys that can do that, whether it has to do with sports or anything. Mm-hmm. And so I always saw it as an appealing medium where I could do a lot of things that I couldn't do in the newspaper. And, you know, so I was always intrigued by it, but it's never something I thought I was going to wind up doing. I mean, I honestly thought I was going to sit out for about 6 months and probably go back. I had a couple of newspaper
jobs. And
that's
why I think you more agree with me than that. You thought of them as lightweight, so you weren't a lightweight.
Nope, it wasn't that at all. It was that I just knew what I was good at, and I knew that I could have gone to another job and done another great job somewhere, but I was also at a point where I wanted to try something different, and once I started doing it,
you're like, wait a minute, I can do a show from the racetrack?
Yeah, I get paid to be at the racetrack. Tonight I get paid to be at one of my favorite bars downtown. Women are bringing us tequila. Yeah, I think I might try this radio thing. I might try to keep doing this.
I can make this work.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to see Fletcher's over there glaring like, I don't get to do that. You got some too, pal. Come on. You get some of the benefits of this. He scares me.
Promo. She's bored with us. She's yawning.
But that's
she's yawning.
That's weird, promo girl. You don't worry about her.
What in the world?
See, there's, and we're gonna do this. I mentioned this before. Next Thursday, I'm going to have everybody rank all the guest hosts, which I think we said earlier, Jerome's going to be the consensus favorite to be number one. I've ranked all the promo girls. I'm not telling her where she ranks. She's not going to like it, so.
You can work your way up to the top, you know.
No, not like that. That's not happening. Nah, she's good people. I just, it's like anything else. I hope they don't explain it to the promo people the way they do it to the people on the programming side. When you work with us, you are going to get made fun of. It really doesn't matter.
You're going to be a victim.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what?
I'm sorry, Target.
Yeah, victim's the wrong word, especially in light of some of the. But you know what? Let's just go to break because. That one just went totally off.
You don't have a gym of the day?
I do have a gym of the day. We'll do that when we come back. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hey, guys.
Is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow live from Live Sports Bar on Main. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz live at Live Sports Bar downtown on Main. And right now it's easy to find because it's right across the street from a train that's been sitting there for 30 minutes and hasn't been able to move. But very cool place downtown. So if you get a chance, you're on your way to the Astros game, park down here. Hang out with us, then walk down to the park. And if you're not going to the Astros game, park down here, hang out with us. And we're going to go upstairs and watch the Astros game. So, anyway, a couple of things before we get to the gym of the day. Wait, why are you?
Oh, she's wiggling now.
She does
she
that.
She was yawning a little earlier. Now she's
she yawns, she wiggles. She does her best to distract. She's going to ask you if you want a koozie at some point. Anyway, Drent Bevo asks, have you guys talked Baylor yet? We did in the first hour. We didn't get to a lot of things that we got to yesterday about not letting those kids out of their letters, which I think they should. But
I don't even think that's – as a matter of fact, that is as harsh as I am on the NCAA and the organization in general overstepping its bounds and doing dumb things like it did with the Penn State. The NCAA should jump in right now and say, we don't care what Baylor says. You can go wherever you want. That's our ruling. Move on.
Yeah.
You know,
they
supersede
should.
That. So to take it off Baylor's plate.
Yeah.
Baylor should do it itself, but if you're not going to do the right thing, then I'll do it for you.
Well, and I do think they will do the right thing by these kids. Now, what they had said is they just wanted them to meet with Coach Grobe before they made that decision. And if that's the case and they meet with the coach and say they still want to go, I hope they let them out of it. Mm-hmm. But Brock asks, how has social media changed the way of sports news broadcasting the past 10 years? Man, that is a question that would take hours to answer, in all honesty, which is why I'm thinking about doing I'm going to interview you for it, but I am going to do an audio book on how I think the media has become the biggest threat to democracy in America because we have lost the ability to truly do independent reporting at the scale we need to for a country this big and kind of how it happened. And how social media has affected it, and where we're going to be in 20 years, and it started. When I saw that movie Spotlight, and it's like, you know what? In way back in the day, if the Baylor thing had happened, I would have sent whoever was covering the Big 12 there for 6 months to dig up everything they could, and if they didn't get a story out of it, you know what? That's just I'll take the heat.
We went and looked for what was there and didn't find it.
But that's what I mean. And we've lost that. I mean, there's still people doing it. Mm-hmm. But they're doing it less and less.
But I'll tell you, the trick thing to it, and this gets away from sports a little bit, but it's the idea of a person. What social media has done specifically is a person can tell his or her own story.
Yes. Unfiltered.
And it can be a lie.
It
doesn't have to be the truth, but they're putting it out there so enough people will believe it, so it's fine. Whereas back in the day, their story wasn't going to come out without being filtered through professional journalists and media. So we wouldn't just run the lie that somebody told us over and over without context, without you know, saying, yeah, he says this, but actually this, or she said that, but this is what we found out. Now that person can go right to the audience and go, this, and you repeat it enough times, people believe it.
And I don't want to get too inside baseball here, but the other thing, too, is the filter to get rid of bias. Because even when we were – there's always an inherent bias in everything you write, and especially even if you're writing a news story.
No question.
And we would have one, two, three, sometimes four editors go through it to get rid of that, to filter it through. And that's gone now, too. And I just think it's a –
dude,
it's
I write a column. I send it in, and 5 minutes later, it's up. And I go, yeah. And I say, hey, will y'all help a brother out and read that for me? You know, make sure I didn't, you know, put a word in the wrong place.
And guess what?
Which gives a completely different meaning than what I meant. Some, you know, it would be an accident, but it's out there now. Help me out.
When
but
I write one, I don't
we
even
don't
have,
do it anymore.
It goes directly from what I write to online. And it's – and I don't think it's all bad with social media, but what social media has also done is because we do try to – when you build yourself up as somebody who does what we do, then a lot of times you start becoming the story unintentionally with Twitter and things like that. So it's not a question I can answer in even a third of a segment or, I mean, a whole segment, even a whole show. But I do think as an audiobook I can answer it.
But
I think,
do get to clarify what we're saying. I mean, I'm real careful with my writing. You'd be shocked at the words I look up the definition of while I'm writing, because I want to make sure I use the exact words. I don't ever want to be, you know, talking about one of my columns and I go, well, in other words, no, I use the words that I wanted to use, you know, period. But social media has allowed me, people will come and go, you said this, and I go, no, that's not what I said. You get to defend it back. And a lot of times you clear it up and they go, oh, I got you now. I didn't get you at first because I didn't. There wasn't enough space for you to really expand on it. And it's direct. Everybody is in your face now.
Yeah, but you know what? It's not all bad either, though. I mean, I love
– oh, it's fun.
I love Twitter for the interaction. I love it for the fact that people – and especially people who listen to the show, they like to participate not just with going back and forth on Twitter or asking great questions like so many of them do on there, but they'll send me gems of the day and things like that and participate in the show that way. And for one thing, it makes my life easier that I don't have to go look up a gym of the day. Mm. But for a more important part, you know, they can actually be a part of what we do. And I love that. I mean, I love that opportunity because when I started listening to radio, going back to the original question, it was the only way you could get in touch was a phone call. That was it. Mm. So you had to have a conversation. And I think the way media has evolved, the way Twitter has evolved, we want to hit quick, boom. And that's much more interesting than somebody getting on and droning for 2 minutes about the Astros, in my opinion. So, and Robert Noren says it's not just social media, cell phones with cameras and video. That video cameras have changed the way we look at
everything.
A lot of things.
Yeah, but you know, like photos and people having cameras on the spot, and we're now we. Do a lot more of and it's weird, and people don't agree with it because it's hard to prove, but we don't do more about personal lives than we used to. It's just more about people, you know, public figures, that more about their public lives is out there than it used to be. We used to do it. If you go open a newspaper from 30 years ago and thumb through, you go, wow, there's a lot of personal stuff out there, you know, but you didn't hear about it. And I was thinking about it the other day, similar on the conversation, the afternoon show with Sean and John, where they were in the middle of it when the shooting at UCLA broke, right? And they were talking about the world and all of this and everything, and there's nothing wrong with the discussion at all. And I tried to call in, and one of your moron answering kids who, you know, I said I didn't want to talk, but I wanted to say something real quick. But anyway, that's another story. But the point I was going to make to them was 15 years ago, if you guys were on the radio doing a sports talk show and somebody shot somebody at UCLA, there's no way in hell a Houston sports talk radio show would talk about a shooting at UCLA. 20 years ago, it would not even have come up at all. the world has changed, because immediately they're like, oh, man, there's a shooting at UCLA. Like, where's my gun?
You know? Right. But the flip side is the instant reaction is, oh, it's a school shooting, and that's your first instinct. Mm-hmm. And, oh, how bad is this? And so that's one thing that Twitter has changed, and not just Twitter, but you know, the 24-hour news cycle. Yeah, as the news came out, well, it was a murder-suicide, which could have happened on campus, could have happened anywhere.
Has happened many times.
Yeah, and as I always say about murder-suicide, if you're contemplating that, skip the first part. I don't care who you are. It just if you're thinking, oh, man, I'm going to do a murder-suicide, you know, you're half right. You take out the murder part. Whatever you do after that, that's fine.
Knock yourself out.
Yeah.
Well, more than knock yourself
out. Whatever. I mean, that might work. You're going to have to knock yourself out pretty hard. But
has anyone ever tried to commit suicide by hammer?
That's a good question. I'm sure that if we Google that, we can.
there's somebody right now in a coma.
Stop! Now there's going to be some knucklehead driving around out there.
Bastard.
You know what? I think I can do this. I've been thinking about ending it. I'm gonna take the hammer and I'm gonna go for it. And here we go.
Some guy called in right now. You ought to see the side of my head. Back in '82, I was upset about this girl. I just smashed my head right upside the head with a hammer.
I was going to murder-suicide, but I decided, you know what, I heard that guy on the radio. He's right. So I was going to bash myself with the hammer after I bashed her, so I just decided to bash myself, and all it did was give me a headache.
And it's that rap music that did it. That rap music song came on. What was that song? Bleed Hammer, Don't Hurt Him. It was the MC Hammer song came on, and I was like, hit yourself in the head with a hammer. It'll ease your pain.
Oh, boy. This is where I have to do the disclaimer that – do not hit yourself in the head with a hammer.
No, do that. If you're having pain in the head,
no.
If life is beating you that bad, and you think about hurting somebody else, hit yourself in the head with a hammer. It'll make you feel better.
Nick says there's a woman online who died by repeatedly smashing her head into her computer monitor and busted her head open. Well, I could see that if you're bashing your head into the monitor and you break the glass and cut yourself and die.
I'm certain there's somebody riding in the car right now saying, I ought to hit myself in the head right now listening to you two fools talking about.
Probably so, but it's a Friday and they brought us tequila. So anyway, Josh asked, do you think society has been conditioned for instant gratification, hence the social media craze? That's almost a chicken and an egg thing.
Now you're back to the R.G. Bell 14 you brought there.
Hey.
Instant gratification.
Stop implying that R.J. likes 14-year-olds. You have taken that's taking it out of context,
no,
sir.
That was the teacher.
Okay.
All ties together.
Yeah, this is what happens when, you know, you're not getting edited. You confuse your stories, and next thing you know, we've got one of our great guests, and you're confusing him with someone who's, impregnating. Anyway, let's just take a break. It's a Blitz on ESPN. Jump up and get down. Jump, jump, jump.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main. This is The Blitz. On ESPN 97.5, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Fred Fowler, Jerome Solomon. I was telling Jerome on the break, I don't know if anybody else is enjoying this show, but I'm having fun. So
that's all that matters, right?
Yeah, exactly. Winner of the Omaha giveaway. Dude, you're going to be so happy with this package. Is GR, Ramirez JG on Twitter. So congratulations, you have won the $50 Father's Day prize pack, which is pretty incredible. So there you go. You know what? I have not done the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day. I need to do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, we go to England, which has given us a lot of gems lately, not anywhere near as many as Florida, but England has quite a few, where a woman in the U.K. delivered her eighth healthy child at a hospital. 31-year-old Ella Clark I mean, for one thing, eight kids, that's too many. If you got eight kids, we've got to introduce your husband to a condom. But
my mama had eight children.
Yeah. Which one? Which number were you?
Six.
Okay. So she could have stopped
but
at
eight
five.
Eight was enough.
I'm sure it was. Well, you know what didn't happen to your mom? Apparently, Clark had a potentially dangerous placenta condition during pregnancy, common with women who've had cesarean sections. Most of her children have been from cesareans.
Oh.
She suffered complications that caused her to lose 12 pints of blood. She did deliver a healthy baby girl, but surgeons were forced to amputate both legs below the knee. So she did get an eighth kid, but it didn't cost her an arm and a leg. It did cost her two legs.
Oh, look.
What?
That's not fun.
Well, you're laughing.
No, I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at the fact that you think that's funny. Because
See what I did there? What?
That's not even close to being funny.
A woman gets
her legs cut off in childbirth, and you find humor in that somehow?
Yeah, I kind of do.
What's wrong with you?
What have you got? What's wrong with me? You know by now.
I mean, that's...
All right. So maybe that was inappropriate, but I thought it was funny. So sometimes you have to just step out there, you know, and...
And all of that to get to, well, it didn't cost an arm and a leg.
Well...
And hold up. And you do know that a human body has only 10 pints of blood. So if she lost 12 pints of blood, she's not human.
No, I feel very sorry for her, but...
So not only do you have a sick story, a non-funny story that everybody's driving around laughing at because y'all aren't funny either. It's a made-up story with false information.
No, it's
you
from the UK.
You can't lose 12 pints of blood.
That's from USA Today, pal.
People in England have more blood than people in America?
I'm just telling you what the story says.
Is that has something to do with the pound-dollar ratio?
You know, all it says is she lost 12 pints of blood and two legs. But she delivered a healthy girl. So look at the positive of the story. She had a healthy baby.
What's the baby's name? You got a joke for that, too?
I'm pretty sure I do. You know what? The baby girl is Winter Rose. You okay? Winter Rose. No, I don't.
I don't have a punchline for that one.
Yeah. I mean, I do, but considering what I just said about the legs, I think I should just stop.
Cue
right
the
there.
Music.
Yeah, that was the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
Yeah, I was going to go with the Winter Rose, but Mommy didn't. And probably not cool.
Thankfully, you didn't say that.
Yeah.
On air.
No, I'm glad I didn't. I'm glad I didn't go with that because, first off, it might not come across as, you know, sensitive, which, you know, screw that. But I didn't know if people would actually get it. You know, it is a little bit of a stretch. You know, but sometimes you got to. No, I'm gonna stop. That's too easy.
You turned the beauty, the magic, the wondrous joy that is childbirth and a complication into something for you to mock.
Yeah.
You turned the tragedy of a person losing limbs into something.
It's just right below the knees. You still got them down to there.
She's a little shorter now.
Well, there you go. She'd be a jockey. She's got all kinds of things she can do.
She probably lessened her chances of getting pregnant.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean,
if they were doing it standing up.
Shame.
Oh, actually, I think there's a lot of things you can do. I mean,
you can't get pregnant.
This
is so sick.
You rolled with it, okay?
I did it.
I forced you.
I'm over here minding my own business eating these pork rinds.
Oh, those are good, man. I'm telling you, they have terrific food here. And, yeah, so we'll just transition into that.
Please.
If you don't have legs, no. Never mind. Anyway, whether you have them or not, this is a great place to hang out, live sports bar. And one more time, I want to tell you the Comic Palooza cosplay kickoff party is June 16th, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. No cover. Costumes are encouraged, especially if you're an attractive woman. I always think attractive women in costumes are very cool. But anybody, costumes are encouraged. There's going to be a costume contest. Prizes are the passes into the Comic Palooza. And this is the good Comic Palooza. This isn't the one that screwed the Sons of Anarchy guys. So let me just clarify that.
I'm not a comic guy, but what kind of costumes are we talking about? Like what Wonder Woman type stuff?
I would guess Wonder Woman. What's there's one that shows up on all the porn searches.
How would I know?
We had a story from Pornhub.
It shows up on all your Harley porn
Quinn.
Searches?
No, Harley Quinn apparently shows up on a lot of. Yeah. Anyway, I'm not saying that I was doing that search. It's just, you know, we get these stories all the time about most popular porn searches.
That's
they always send those out.
The best cover story.
No, it's true. You've heard us talk about them. You've seen those stories. According to Pornhub, this is the most popular. I think the Harley Quinn search was a big one.
That's what you tell Val all the time. Show research.
Exactly, because she gets on there and sees the browsing history. It's like, did you have to go to that site 46 times today? Really?
Thorough show.
Well, yeah, I had to make sure that what I saw the first 45 times was actually accurate. You know, that's how these things work.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, 713-780-ESPN. This is kind of flying by, man.
Yes, indeed.
We only have one segment left. But the good news is, if you're still on your way out here, come on out. If you're waiting for the train, you're going to be waiting a while, so you probably might want to get another way to come down here. But come on out. We will be heading upstairs to watch the Astros game and have a little after party, so it'll be a lot of fun. And come check it out. Right now, though, I got to tell you about Houston Can Academies. If there's a kid who wants to drop out of school and doesn't know what to do, you know who helps him? It's Houston Can Academies. Houston Can Academies, these schools are terrific. They take in kids who have dropped out. They take in kids who are at risk, who've had problems elsewhere, and they give them a second chance. They work around them. You know, some kids who had to drop out, they had to get a job to support their families. Well, they work around their schedule. And kids need glasses. Maybe they couldn't afford glasses, and they weren't doing very well, so they dropped out. Well, guess what? They get them glasses. And they get them transportation if they need that. And so many of these kids go on and graduate and do great things, and it's all because of Houston Can Academies. And you know how they help those kids? By you helping them, by giving away something you don't need anymore. Donate your vehicle to Houston Cars for Kids, and they are going to come tow it free of charge. They are going to do all the paperwork, so it's really easy. Your donation's tax deductible, and you heard me talking about the Astros. Guess what? Donate today. Tell them you heard about it on the Blitz. You're going to get Astros tickets. And the cool thing is, man, a lot of Blitzers are doing this. And maybe you had one that got – you had a vehicle that got flooded in this in all these rains and you don't know what to do with it. Doesn't matter what shape it's in. They'll take it. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 is the number. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Remember, right off the car, not the kid.
This is the Blitz. The Blitz
on ESPN 97.5.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Live Sports Bar on Main. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. No A.J. today. Jerome Solomon filling in, which on the text line says, wow, y'all made me laugh at self-hammering suicide and a woman losing both legs delivering a baby. All in about 10 minutes. Thanks, guys. I feel great about myself now. Trenton Dayton.
Yes, you're sick.
That's okay, though. That's, you know,
that's what this show is built on.
It pretty much is. It's, you know, if you don't make, if you can't laugh at stuff like that, then we're probably not the show you.
Santos on Twitter says, real degenerates are enjoying the show. Yes.
Well, there you go. And it's like a lot of things. The term degenerate has a different meaning for people like us. Yeah, you're a degenerate gambler, but you're also fun-loving. You know, it's kind of a badge of honor. It's a positive. It's kind of like dickweed has become a term of endearment now. If I call you a dickweed, well, I kind of like you enough that you irritated me for me to call you a dickweed.
To even acknowledge that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can see that.
So, anyway. You know what? I think the last two segments have been this anyway, but let's go ahead and do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
So? Okay, what happened to my thing there? Let's just start the damn show. It's a Tuesday on the Blitz. All right, let's take a look at how the porn stars died. We have two of them. Wait a minute. We have one. Somehow we have a Japanese giant salamander dying in a Dutch zoo at 55 in 1881. And someone has confused that animal with a porn star.
Just want to go on record. This is not me. John put this together.
All right. Japanese giant salamander is not a porn star. Although that would kind of be a cool porn star.
Yeah, it would be. And improving your innocence impossible. I always get the hiccups during my reads. Every time.
If Billy Bob has three sisters and he bangs two of them twice a week, I mean, come on, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, this is a Hispanic guy trying to do a redneck accent is just a complete fail.
No, it isn't worth that because I'm not a redneck.
Takes a lot of practice, and you know what? That's something I've had a lot of work with.
How come the High Sparrow hasn't put Rich Lord in that prison for his sins after that J.J. Watt thing? Rich Lord should have to do the Walk of Atonement for that.
No, nobody wants to see that.
If they have
nobody wants to see that.
If they have Marjorie's brother in there for that,
maybe put him in the same cell with Marjorie's brother.
Shame.
13's too young.
13's too young. I think they should change the rules for statutory rape. I really do. I think that if a 16-year-old kid is lucky enough to bang his teacher, that's a high five. Like, in my book. If my son is statutory raped by his hot teacher at 16, guess who's not pressing charges? Me.
Let's try a couple calls. Edward, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey, sports guy.
Sports to you, Edward.
Sports guy.
Sports again.
Why'd you kill the music?
Just ran out.
Well, we have a loop, though, yeah. We just kind of keep going until we're done with it.
He looks a lot like you. I saw that picture you posted on Facebook.
Yeah,
right?
Poor kid.
I know. I feel bad for the kid. Good thing he's smart. By the way, not that I'm checking out dudes. You know, this isn't New Day 610 where...
Well, yeah, because you didn't mention anything about his job.
Oh, my Lord.
The hell was that? My goodness. Yeah,
that's no shadow on his graduation gown. That's a huge dong.
Yeah. Stupid stuff we've said this week.
It was that kind of week, huh?
You know what? I don't think we've had that much dong talk since Brett Favre showed off his tiny little friend.
And it started off with that clip we just played. It started with you saying, what happened to my thing? What happened to your thing?
Hey, well.
Oh, hey, Val.
Yeah, the important person is here now for those of you who are waiting for Val to show up. So, anyway. No, what happened was, I think maybe with my elbow, you've seen how that studio is in there. I might have turned my microphone off. So, because I'm doing my whole... opening the show bit.
Without your hands, right?
Right, right. Because, my hands are otherwise occupied. And, so I must have elbowed the thing and turned it off, but I don't know what happened. I couldn't find it. I must have messed up my thing is what it started with. So,
that's the type of stuff that turns into good, entertaining, stupid stuff we said this week.
Exactly. It's like a blooper reel.
Y'all don't do bloopers, though.
No, but this is close. I mean, we use that when we do blooper stuff, which happens, and it's usually pretty funny when it does. And because it does get so – I mean, things get predictable, let's be honest.
But let's not pass that off as – bloopers are – the official definition of a blooper is an accident. You guys, that's who you are. These aren't accidents.
Well, no, that's not really fair.
They're not planned. but they aren't accidents.
That woman losing
they aren't mistakes.
A woman losing her legs was an accident.
No. You sat around all night going, yeah, that's going to be good. That's hot stuff right there, baby. Let's see. Did not cost her an arm and a leg. That's the one. That's it.
No, honestly, I didn't think of that. I was trying to.
How many? It's gold, Jerry. It's gold.
All I could think about was, you know what? This is the worst gym I've ever done. How do I salvage it?
Jerome's stupid enough. He'll laugh. He laughs at everything.
Well, you want to know the truth? I actually called up the wrong store. And so I'm doing it. It's like, okay, I better come up with some way to save this. And that's what happened. So there you go.
This was fun.
Yeah, it was, man. As always, appreciate you, my man. And hopefully we'll do this again real soon.
Come out to live. Tequila Girls are here.
Yeah, Tequila Girls are here. And we're gonna be here watching some baseball. So we're going to hang around for a bit. Jerome, thanks so much, man. A-plus. A-plus for Jerome today. Tyler, I'm going to give you a bad start. You recovered. I'll give you an A-minus today. Not bad.
Solid.
Fletcher always gets an A-plus because he scares me. All right. I give myself a solid C today. Good way to finish the week. All right, everybody. I will not be here Monday. It will be Houston game day, but I'll be back on Tuesday. We'll be at Revelry on Richmond. Have a great weekend. And until then, stay sportsy, bitches.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hold on to your butt.
On ESPN 97.5.